Welcome to Common Sense Coalition Talk Radio, where you'll find straight talk from people with good old common sense.
I trust your opinion.
And now, for your host, he's putting sense back into nonsense.
Absolute insanity.
Well, you can hear me on the radio.
And I welcome you today to CSC Talk Radio. It is my honor, my privilege, and my pleasure to be here with you today. We had tragedy again over the weekend, and I wanted to visit with you just a little bit about that. And then I have a guest, and I told him I wanted to talk about this a little bit, and I think we can work it right into what he's trying to do here in our nation. Well, the enemy is not the Second Amendment. And the enemy is not the Bill of Rights. And we were warned that this was going to happen. We mourn and we grieve over the attack on human life in Orlando, Florida this weekend. And make no mistake about that. We are all saddened. Learning from our weaknesses in such an attack and trying to prevent it from happening again is of the utmost importance. Unlike Obama and Hillary and a host of the other progressives, I do not believe when we're at war, you disarm the citizens and make them victims. Recently, the Ninth Circuit Court made the statement that the Second Amendment was not about the general public owning a gun. Others talked and mentioned that the militia, well-regulated militia, is the only ones that should have a gun. Well, I don't think they quite understand what that is. And I don't believe I'm the one confused, but the militia is the armed citizens. And without such, our revolution would have never been won. Bingo. There is only one reason to disarm citizens or to restrict ammo. Only one. This Islamic terrorist, this radical Islamic terrorist this weekend was armed. And there is much debate as to why, since he had been under the FBI scrutiny more than once. However, he had not committed a crime. That's not totally true. He beat his wife, and that's a crime. But he was a violent person, and according to his ex-wife, he was very violent. But stop and think about what you're willing to trade, and will it really succeed what you want it to succeed? Benjamin Franklin once said, "Those who will give up essential liberty to purchase a little temporary safety deserve neither liberty nor safety." I'm not sure Americans recognize liberty or freedom any longer. I'm convinced the majority are sheep constantly trying to follow, even if they follow the wolf off a cliff. The protesters we've seen of late, they're not about liberty. Their protests are about taking over of America's constitutionality and America's constitutional republic and our way of life. Life, liberty, and the pursuit of happiness, property, prosperity. This weekend, it was a gay bar. But it could just have easily been, and has been in the past, a church congregation, church picnic or social, a carnival, a state or county fair, those are coming up, or just the malls. Ramadan will be celebrated through July 13th, I believe is the date. How many more attacks on American soil, they've promised, how many more attacks on American soil will we put up with before we the people would tell the tyrants that are leading us, those progressive liberals, who live in a strange utopia, no more. How long, how many of our own people will we allow to be slaughtered before we take a stand for that Second Amendment and say, no, you will not take our weapons away. We will defend ourselves and our property and our children and our neighbors. My guest today is Charles Kaporitz again. He's with the Citizens Initiative and the Countermand Amendment. And we want our liberty back, Charles, and I know that you're fighting for that. How are you doing today?
Thank you, Beth. I am doing well, and I trust you are also.
I am. I'm doing well. I had a long, I'm sure you did too. I watched all the news that I possibly could over the weekend, hearing most things over and over and over again, and it just astounds me, the hate and the ignorance, actually, you know, of some of these elected officials, Hillary and Obama calling for more gun control. Every one of these places that have been attacked have been in gun-free zones. Those victims didn't stand a chance, and yet that's what they're screaming more for. It just blows my mind. I don't know about you.
Well, there's not much common sense to it, which we lack terribly in our body politic today. We don't really like to think in terms of reason and logic and truth and facts and honor and patriotism. We rather talk about expediency and ideologies and preferences based on what political party you're with. And I mean, we're really a messed up people. And
what do you think, if I might interject here, I'm sorry to interrupt you. What do you think about what the Ninth Circuit Court decision was, 7-4, against the Second Amendment, saying it wasn't for the general public? What do you think about
Well, I think that it was a wrong decision, and it shows just how much we need the Countermand Amendment. The fact is that the tyrants of the world have always tried to remove the ownership of guns on the part of the citizens before they took over the nation. And that, of course, has been true with Hitler and Mao Zedong and Stalin. And they also do a great deal of work in creating creating chaos. And so when you create chaos, then there's a cry for security. And when there's a cry for security, then you're more willing to give up these precious rights that we have, inalienable rights. And one of those precious rights is the right to bear arms to defend yourself and to keep your country, your nation, your government from ruling you. That is, in the sense of overwhelming you. So I would conclude simply that their decision was terrible, and that it's a confirmation of the fact that the Countermand Amendment is needed more now than ever.
Well, we know that it is, and we know that we need to do something. So I want to start kind of from the scratch. Well, actually, you've been on twice before, and you've had some pretty important meetings. And I'm just going to kind of let you talk to my listeners here, and let's get caught up and see what's happening.
Well, thank you, Beth. Yes, I have been traveling, and I've also been doing a lot of teleconferencing. The state of Pennsylvania, we had a meeting, and we had a scheduled meeting on the 8th for their Government Affairs Committee as they were preparing to introduce it to the legislature in both houses. And the problem was that the budget became an issue, and now they're trying to work in a satisfactory way a new budget. So with all of their fanfare, they put the Countermand Amendment into another date. I don't have that date yet, but at the same time, I just talked with one of our sponsors up there this morning, and I asked him, I said, Representative Dush, I said, tell me what is happening. And he said that it is the budget. They're having priority problems because of other issues, and we should be able to get this thing through and passed this year. So we're looking for a new date now, probably in the next 2 or 3 weeks. But Pennsylvania is very much in the positive side. Now, also, in the meantime, South Carolina opened up, and South Carolina is now preparing filings for the amendment going into 2017. What that means is that the legislatures who are allotted a certain number of bills that they can introduce to their committees prioritize those bills, and then they decide which ones they will present. And the Countermand Amendment needs to be on one of those lists.
Absolutely.
And so is...
We're going to go
and as
into
a result, South Carolina has now just jumped into the arena and said, yes, we will push this forward.
Okay, we're going into a break. I'm going to have you take a pause right there. We're going to go into a break. I'm not going to take calls just yet. I want to give Charles an opportunity to explain a little bit more about the Countermand Amendment, and because I need more explaining to me. So we're going to hold off on calls, and we're going into a break, and Charles and Beth Ann will be right back.
C.J. Hadley has been bringing us all home on the range for 25 years. She's celebrating with a special offer for CSC Talk Radio listeners. Her 25th anniversary special includes a yearly subscription to Range Magazine, 2016 Buckaroo Calendar, your choice of one of her award-winning books, The M-Bar, Call of the Cow Country, Brush Strokes and Balladeers, or Go West, all for only $40. This is the perfect 25th anniversary celebration, as well as great gift ideas. This package is only $40. A yearly subscription to Range Magazine, 2016 Buckaroo Calendar, your choice of one of her award-winning books, The M-Bar, Call of the Cow Country, Brush Strokes and Balladeers, or Go West, all for only $40. Order now. Go to rangemagazine.com or give them a call at 1-800-RANGE-FOR-YOU. That's 1-800-726-4348. And tell them Beth Ann sent you.
We hold these truths to be self-evident, that all men are created equal, that they are endowed by their Creator with certain unalienable rights, that among these are life, liberty, and the pursuit of happiness. But these rights are not extended to the precious lives innocently waiting just to be born. Abortion is a lie. Stand up for those who cannot speak out for themselves and join the Red Ribbon Campaign, a gentle yet clear message. Science has proven babies are not just alive but can feel pain just like you and I. Our nation screams against inhumane treatment of dogs and cruel interrogation tactics of known terrorists. Yet as a nation, we idly sit by, allowing these helpless lives to be tortured to death. Please support Christ from the Womb. 10 lapel ribbons are only $7. Or receive a free lapel ribbon when you purchase a t-shirt for just $20. Or a wristband for $5. With two or more wristbands, just $3 each. To order, visit csctalkradio.com or P.O. Box 73, California, Missouri 65018. Support Christ from the Womb and be seen, so the unborn can be heard.
Gold and silver have been the foundation of wealth for individuals and nations the world over. The history of man is packed with coins, jewelry, and artifacts that have spoken to the intrinsic value esteemed in gold and silver due to their rarity, durability, and usefulness. I'm proud to call Melody Cederstrom a friend and honored. Discount Gold and Silver Trading is a loyal sponsor of CSE Talk Radio, a Christian company founded on the principles of truth and honesty. Melody provides quality products, quality service, and competitive pricing. Let Melody's over 20 years of experience in gold and silver trading be your investment guide. From precious metals purchases to precious metals IRA. Whether you want to buy or sell, Melody and her team at Discount Gold and Silver will assist you and make sure you get the best deals possible. Call Melody and tell her thank you for sponsoring CSE Talk Radio, and then let her know you want her to be your gold and silver dealer. Visit Melody online at dgscoins.com or just give her a call at 1-800-375-4188. That's 1-800-375-4188.
And we have returned to listening to CSC Talk Radio. This is Beth Ann, and Charles is with us. Charles Kapowitz with the Citizens Initiative and Countermand Amendment. I'm having trouble with my lips and my tongue today. You were giving us kind of a synopsis of what's been going on. We were in South Carolina, so I want to start back there, and then I want to kind of go back to the basics and let my listeners know exactly what we're doing, what we're trying to do with the Counterman Amendment.
Thank you. I'd be glad to. Yes, South Carolina, though it was a little slow in coming, finally came. Their legislators have finally come to the place where this looks like a priority for them. So they, at least some of them, have agreed to pre-filing this going into 2017. I'm almost certain we will get a favorable vote out of South Carolina. Arkansas, the same thing. I received two telephone calls, one from a representative in the morning and the other one from a senator in the afternoon from Arkansas. And they had heard about us, and they didn't know much about us. And it was interesting. They didn't know that they were calling. They didn't know that the other was calling on that day. But it turns out they were calling for the same reason. And here the representative is advancing it now in the House. And the senator, who was just enthralled with the work that we're doing and the importance of this work, especially from the standpoint of protecting states' rights, he is advancing it in the Senate. Mississippi, we have a senator who was advancing it in the Senate. We don't yet have one in the House, but I think that we'll get one here shortly. Pennsylvania is very much in line with voting on it this year, and there's reason to think that it could be very soon. There was supposed to be a committee meeting, as I said before, that I was giving testimony at, but unfortunately it was canceled and to be rescheduled. North Carolina is, to me, it was really an exciting trip. I made mention of this, I think, once before on the show, but while I was in the legislature in Raleigh for 2 days, I was working with the senators primarily, and we walked away from there with one senator referring us to another senator, by the time it was finished, by the end of the two-day session, we had at least five solid supporters in the Senate to help our sponsor in the House, who is actually advancing it through their speaker. And I met with the speaker's chief of staff, and there was a very, very strong response back from them that they will cooperate and move this thing forward in 2017. Tennessee, we were undermined in Tennessee by convention of states, and we had a strong sponsor in the House, and this individual was pushing it pretty strongly last year. But in the meantime, I think she ran into some opposition because of the claims of COS. And to make a long story short, it was delayed. So I, since then, this year, had met with the Speaker of the House, and in the course of that conversation, there are arrangements now that will allow me to speak to the Republican caucus in Tennessee. Tennessee should support this. But with the confusion that COS causes, it makes it far more difficult for us, because we're always trying to explain why this is not anything to do with COS, but at the same time, it's really the only way to protect states' rights and personal liberties through Article 5, safely and quickly. And then the states that have presently pre-filing it include Utah, Wyoming, Montana, New Hampshire, North Carolina, where else now? There are seven of them anyway. At any rate, my mind is not connecting, but there are seven states that are pre-filing as they're working on this year. Now, we have 26 states in total that are sponsoring it, and some of them may very well be pre-filing as I'm talking to you, but at the same time, I don't have confirmation of those. And then lastly, I think everyone out there knows that Alaska passed the countermand amendment application on Congress and the delegate resolution to bind delegates. They passed it overwhelmingly in the House and the Senate, and it was strongly bipartisan. In the House, the vote was 28-10 with six Democrats and one independent who caucuses with the Democrats. It was really seven Democrats. And then in the Senate, it was 15-5, and that was with three Democrats. So many of the Democrats are finally starting to wake up and realize this is a states' rights issue. It has nothing to do with the National Democratic Party or their political problems at the state level. Do they want to protect states' rights, and do they want to protect the personal liberties, individual liberties of their citizens, or don't they? Period. That's the end of it.
Well, I was going to say, you know, Obama made the statement yesterday in his address to the nation there when he was talking about the Orlando situation and murderers, that we have to decide what kind of a nation we're going to be. Well, I thought we'd already decided that, but, you know, these progressive liberals that are pushing some of their agendas, they're trying to pull us away, and they've done a pretty good job of it, Charles, away from our Constitution, and they demean our Bill of Rights, and you know, when you've got judges that are saying that the Second Amendment doesn't include the right to carry for the general public. I mean, it's not that hard to see that they're trying to pull the wool over our eyes, and I don't understand why other people can't see the naked emperor, so to speak, in the room. You know, it's this is something that I'm really deeply concerned about, and you know that it's not just a matter of Democrats and Republicans. I think there's so many on both sides that are chasing this big government and these career politicians, that they're not looking out for what's best for the United States of America and the people. And so, you know, that's why I'm kind of encouraged by the countermand amendment. I have not ever been sold on COS, and I know that they were very upset with me a few times, but I just haven't been convinced on that. And the things that you've been telling me, they've made a little bit more sense than what they were telling me. I was just never trusting of exactly the route that they were taking.
Yes, I'm going to make a quote John Adams, which you had quoted the last time I was on the show, but I think it's important because it ties in with what you were just talking about as to why this nation has become so degenerate and decadent over the last many decades. Our Constitution was made only for a moral and religious people. Hmm. It is wholly inadequate to the government of any other. Now, George Washington said something very similar. Now, the point that I want to bring out here is that all through our history, until the 60s, we were a very solidly God-fearing people. And it was always a Christian God that we identified with. Now, there were always minorities. There were Jews and there were others. And we tolerated that because that was part of the way we, you know, we, the Christians, created the First Amendment. You know, so we actually gave anyone the right to believe whatever they want, but they're not going to take it away from us. But unfortunately, the left has confused the purposes of the First Amendment. And what they have now concluded is that it is supposed to be cleansed of any religious influence. And yet that's the reason why we have it. And you see, the Christian, for the last, I'd say, 50 years, as I've been watching it myself, the deterioration of our culture and the church, the Christian has set aside, has been set aside because they have no leadership that's willing to fight. If you were to ask, and I'm going to answer my own question, ask me who is directly responsible for the mess that we're in today in America, I would say it's the preachers of our land over the last 50 years. They did not teach the whole counsel of God. And they have this myopic view of what the gospel is. And it's not just salvation. It's righteousness, which is in Matthew 28, verse 20. Teaching them to observe all things. That's the rest of the Bible. But they don't understand that that is part of the reasons why we are a Christian people. If our founders had thought like our preachers today, we would have a constitution. So when I look at first causes of things, I conclude that the left convinced the church to back off. And when the church backed off and decided that they would not engage in the battles of politics or whatever in the society, what the church did is they just literally abandoned the culture to Satan. And they abandoned it to his emissaries. And that's what we have in the White House now. That's what we have in many of the judicial districts around the federal and state, but mostly in the federal. And so these leftists have come up with an ideology that's Marxist in tone and with a purpose of denying God his place of authority over this nation and over us as a God-fearing people. So there lies in my understanding, how we got into this mess. Now, how do we get out of it? Thank God he gave us one part of the Constitution that makes it possible for us to see victory over these forces. I was just reading an article this morning that was about me. It was from Solon Magazine, part of the Associated Press Group, a very liberal paper, and it was written a couple, 2.5 years ago, and they're now redistributing it. And at any rate, their argument was that I came up with a scheme that allows 12% of the American population to direct the constitutional affairs of America. Hmm. Now, they say that that's not democratic, you know, which totally is contrary to a republic. We aren't a democratic nation. We're a Republican nation.
I want you to hold on that article because we're going into a break. And I am going to continue to hold the calls. We're going to hold the calls because I want to talk to Charles and we want to discuss this, what's going on and how we can actually take action to put a stop to the tyrants. And Charles and Bethann will be right back.
Give me liberty or give me death. American liberty is under attack. The Cavalry Group presents Liberty Summit 2016, bringing together animal owners, animal enterprise, animal agriculture, and loyal Americans. CSC Talk Radio joins the Cavalry Group for liberty and to bring America home. June 24th through the 25th at the St. Charles Convention Center in St. Charles, Missouri. Experts in fields of law, politics, science, and industry will be on hand discussing the nature of the threats we face and how best we can fight back. Among the speakers are Sheriff Richard Richard Mack, Jay Kitchener, Congressman Steve King, Beth Ann, and many others. America is under attack. The Cavalry Group is leading the way to defend property and liberty. Register now at LibertySummit2016.com or call 1-855-748-4210. As John Adams stated, property must be secured or liberty cannot exist. Be a part of the Cavalry today.
Hear ye, hear ye. The Pen is here. News hot off the presses. The Pen is the bi-monthly newsletter for CSC Talk Radio. Beth Ann and friends have packed it with information you won't read in the paper from the corner newsstand. News, opinions, and insights. All packed into this economical read. Just $24.95 will buy you 6 issues yearly. Common sense is what we speak, and it's also what we write. The Pen is a compilation of many writers. We know you're going to enjoy. The news these days isn't easy to digest, but it is necessary to keep informed, and that is what we at CSC Talk Radio strive to do, serving listeners in every way. Order your subscription today. Send $24.95 to CSC Talk Radio, P.O. Box 73, California, Missouri, 65018. Keep informed. Send $24.95 to P.O. Box 73, California, Missouri, 65018, and request your subscription to The Pen today.
Dr. Michael Kaufman isn't holding back, but speaking the truth. Truth is tough, and we have a lot to learn here. Radical Islam is not knocking on our door, but is in the house, and a very real threat to America. What is Islam, and what is the true belief of those? Are they all radicals? Is there a soft side to Islam? Dr. Kaufman's book is a quick study and will reveal much to you, helping all of us understand the threat of Islam to our United States of America and our American way of life. We are/were a Christian nation. Why are our leaders denying this? Is there a plan to take America for the global Islamic state? Yes. Order now. $13.99 includes shipping and handling. P.O. Box 73, California, Mo. 65018. Or order online at csctalkradio.com. Oh, one more thing. This book is made in the USA. Order your copy today of Radical Islam in the House, only $13.99.
We hold these truths to be self-evident, that all men are created equal, that they are endowed by their Creator with certain unalienable rights, that among these are life, liberty, and the pursuit of happiness. But these rights are not extended to the precious lives innocently waiting just to be born. Abortion is a lie. Stand up for those who cannot speak out for themselves and join the Red Ribbon Campaign, a gentle yet clear message. Science has proven babies are not just alive but can feel pain just like you and I. Our nation screams against inhumane treatment of dogs and cruel interrogation tactics of known terrorists. Yet as a nation, we idly sit by, allowing these helpless lives to be tortured to death. Please support Cries from the Womb. 10 lapel ribbons are only $7. Or receive a free lapel ribbon when you purchase a t-shirt for just $20. Or a wristband for $5. With two or more wristbands, just $3 each. To order, visit csctalkradio.com or P.O. Box 73, California, Missouri, 65018. Support Cries from the Womb and be seen, so the unborn can be heard.
And we have returned. You're listening to CSC Talk Radio. This is Beth Ann, and I'm visiting today with Charles Kapowitz. And I had decided, Charles, I hope you're okay with that. I just decided at the spur of the moment, you and I are doing pretty good here, and I want to talk and give you an opportunity to really explain. And we probably need to do this more than once because it's kind of complicated for some of us.
Yes.
But, you know, you mentioned something that about taking religion out. They have to remove God, and we've seen that. I mean, we've seen that, and you talked about the pastors and, you know, the United Council of Churches. I remember I was just a kid when that happened, when they took prayer out of the schools, and, you know, it was a mistake. And I have this article, and I'm sure that you're probably aware of the name Saul Alinsky. And that's what Hillary Clinton did her college thesis on, is his eight levels of how to get a complete social state. And, of course, number 7 is religion. Remove the belief in the God from the government and the schools. So they're controlling health care. I'm just going to list the topics. I'm not going to say anything about it. Number 1, these are the 8. Health care, poverty. They have to have poverty to control the people. Debt. They have to have the debt to get more taxes. Gun control, welfare, education, religion, class warfare, and look what they've done to divide us, and we've just let them label and divide us. And that was number eight, and how they can work those things together to continue the debt, continues our taxes, they continue to pretend that they're helping people when they're poor, and they just keep them downtrodden and poor, and it just goes on and on and on. And when you mentioned that, I thought I'd pull that back out and remind my listeners that we need to be aware what, and you know, Obama alluded to this same thing in the books that he wrote. So these things are just absolutely driving this nation down from being a free nation of liberty and people, an independent people with state sovereignty, to complete and total dependence on a federal government. I call it king government, when we, the people, are supposed to be the government, the republic. So I'm going to let you go back. I had to get that off my chest. I'm going to let you go back, and we're going to talk about the article that was written about you.
Yes, thank you. Every time I hear you say something, it sparks another thought, and I'm thinking that maybe I should address that. But as far as the article, it's written by folks on the left. And on the one hand, there's some accuracy in what he's saying, because with the Counterman Amendment, 12% of the population could control the direction of this republic. There's no question. That's the reason I put it together. But it's because that's what the founders left us. The fact is that if you have 30 states that countermand a specific law or ruling, and only 50% of the legislatures actually approve that countermand, 51%, you have a very small percentage of the population. You don't need California for that. You don't need New York. You just need the little states' rights states. And now you have a way through a republic to reclaim our constitutional republic. It can't be done any other way. And if we surrender this authority that we have in Article 5, we will not get it back. Mm. And so my almost constant presentation to anyone who will listen is that we have a precious constitutional republic that allows us to protect our individual inalienable rights, because the states control the federal government. In the end, they are the final arbiters in all constitutional matters. And unfortunately, they have been dumbed down by the left and by the big government people and the New World Order people to conclude that somehow they have to kowtow to what demands are placed on them and accept the debt and accept the demoralizing laws that are passed and so forth. And so the states then also have never figured out how to countermand any of that. And so they came up with a concept called nullification. Unfortunately, that doesn't really work. But the countermand is a form of nullification. The only difference is when 30 states countermand a particular law, then it's rescinded. Once that law is rescinded, then the federal government can no longer enforce it. Now, it is true that the government could, even with the countermand, decide to rewrite the law. But they will have to do so knowing they'll do it in an amenable way to the states, knowing that the states could even countermand that. So when we are looking for a relational aspect to this whole countermand strategy, it's that the federal government will learn how to respect the states as partners in government, rather than as subjects to federal mandates. That's the real power of the counterman. And the little states especially, and the states' rights states like Texas and other places which are actually moving this forward, they need to step up to the plate and say, hey, we had enough. The counterman gives us the muscle that we need. And there is no other Article 5 group out there that even understands this. They're all dealing with some aspect that they see, term limits or a balanced budget or reigning in government or whatever, although this is a form of reigning in government. But the point is that the Countermand Amendment stands alone. And as the legislators learn more and more about us, they respond well. I don't recall one single time when I was in a discussion or a debate with a COS proponent or advocate that I didn't win. Mm. Not one. Because they don't have anything to stand on. They're actually depending on abandoning the sovereignty in the fifth article to delegates, and also to some degree to Congress. Mm-hmm. They're actually allowing the government of this United States to be defined by delegates who go to a convention rather than by elected, accountable state legislators. And I am opposed to that vehemently. I just simply will not tolerate unelected, unaccountable politically charged delegates going to any convention.
Let me be the devil's advocate here, just a moment, Charles. What about these elected officials? Because they have not done well for us. So how do we trust them?
Well, we may not be able to, but at least you can get rid of them.
Yeah, that's true.
I mean, you can get rid of them at the ballot. Now, I think when this Canavan Amendment is ratified, you're going to see an awakening on the part of many, many conservative groups across the country. Many.
Do you see that a little bit now anyway? I mean, I think people are waking up. Like I said, they're as lost as Alice and as mad as the Hatter because they're waking up and they're angry, but they really have no direction. I mean, I think that's why we see this Trump phenomena. It's not because Trump's, other than he's speaking very boldly, whether he'll do what he speaks, I don't know, but I think that's what the phenomena is all about, is because he's not an elected, he's not a career politician, and they're tired of these career politicians taking us to the cleaners, so to speak. And I think that people are waking up. I think they need some direction, and I think, you know, that's why I keep putting up doing what I'm doing, because I'm hoping to encourage people. I don't want them to think that there's no hope, that to be discouraged. I said, don't be discouraged. Be determined. Let's find another way. You know, this is a war. I'm not talking about the war on Islam. This is a war about, are we going to be a free nation or not?
Yes, absolutely. And it's a war that will determine whether or not we can retain our Christian heritage, whether we can retain our individual identity as states. It's a tremendous war, and we can't lose it. And to encourage the audience out there, I have to tell you with great conviction that we can win this. Actually, I believe we will win it. If the Lord will allow us enough time, we will win this battle. My hope and my prayer is that God will give us a reprieve long enough so that this thing will be ratified and so that this nation can be restored to a God-fearing constitutional republic one more time that God can use. You know, when I was in the Navy in 58 through 62, I was on a destroyer and we traveled up and down the coast of the Atlantic coast. We were constantly chasing communist Russian trawlers and submarines off the coast. They were monitoring everything we had in those days. We had some boarding parties and other issues that made it a little bit dangerous. But the fact is that it was a battle, but it was a Cold War. If it weren't for that Cold War, we wouldn't be here today. We would have blown ourselves up. The military did an incredible job in pushing Russia back. But while I was in that battle, in that little part that I had, and it was very little, but the fact is, while I was there, the communists, China, Russia, Southeast Asia, they were murdering 100 to 125 million people in order to install communism in the nations around the world in the 20th century.
And I'm going to have to cut you there because we're going into a break, and I'm going to have to, sorry, the moments are just not long enough, Charles. You and I are both fired up today. You're listening to CSE Talk Radio. This is Beth Ann. I'm visiting today with Charles Kapowitz of Citizens Initiative, Counterman Amendment. We have hope. And Charles and Beth Ann will be right back.
Move on. I lay my heart on these chests.
Tupperware, a trusted name that's been around a long time. But did you know it's not just about storage? Tupperware has been helping you in the kitchen and around the house for many years. Cook it, serve it, keep it stored safe. Tupperware stands by their lifetime guarantee. I used to be a Tupperware lady, but now my good friend Beth Mitchell is my Tupperware consultant. Do you need a bridal shower gift or a fundraiser? It's picnic season. Are you ready? Storage season is all year long. Saving money, saving time, saving food, storing items. Tupperware literally has you covered. Are you looking for a career to help others and yet manage your own time? Beth Mitchell is leading the way. Let her be your Tupperware consultant. Beth will help you get started with your new career. Visit BethMitchell.my.tupperware.com or just give her a call at 573-690-4924. That's 573-690-4924. Tupperware is not just a party. Tupperware is a savings and an opportunity.
Give me liberty or give me death. American liberty is under attack. The Cavalry Group presents Liberty Summit 2016, bringing together animal owners, animal enterprise, animal agriculture, and loyal Americans. CSC Talk Radio joins the Cavalry Group for Liberty and to bring America home. June 24th through the 25th at the St. Charles Convention Center in St. Charles, Missouri. Experts in fields of law, politics, science, and industry will be on hand discussing the nature of the threats we face and how best we can fight back. Among the speakers are Sheriff Richard Mack, Jay Kitchener, Congressman Steve King, Beth Ann, and many others. America is under attack. The Cavalry Group is leading the way to defend property and liberty. Register now at LibertySummit2016.com or call 1-855-748-4210. As John Adams stated, property must be secured or liberty cannot exist. Be a part of the Cavalry today.
Gold and silver have been the foundation of wealth for individuals and nations the world over. The history of man is packed with coins, jewelry, and artifacts that have spoken to the intrinsic value esteemed in gold and silver due to their rarity, durability, and usefulness. I'm proud to call Melody Cederstrom a friend and honored. Discount Gold and Silver Trading is a loyal sponsor of CSE Talk Radio, a Christian company founded on the principles of truth and honesty. Melody provides quality products, quality service, and competitive pricing. Let Melody's over 20 years of experience in gold and silver trading be your investment guide, from precious metals purchases to precious metals IRA. Whether you want to buy or sell, Melody and her team at Discount Gold and Silver will assist you and make sure you get the best deals possible. Call Melody and tell her thank you for sponsoring CSE Talk Radio, and then let her know you want her to be your gold and silver dealer. Visit Melody online at dgscoins.com or just give her a call at 1-800-375-4188. That's 1-800-375-4188.
Did you know that whether you're making a phone call, texting a friend, or checking email, you can be making a difference for CSE Talk Radio? That's right. When you sign up for wireless service from our friends at Affinity 4, not only do you receive affordable rate plans with nationwide coverage on one of America's largest wireless networks, you'll also be supporting CSE Talk Radio through Affinity 4's Give Back program. Affinity 4 Wireless offers a variety of phones from leading manufacturers, and you can choose from individual and shared plans to meet your needs. And you can keep your same phone number. Call 1-800-311-2021 today and let the Affinity 4 customer service team help you select the best plan and phone for your needs. And remember, when you sign up for any of Affinity 4's products and services, a portion of the proceeds will be donated back to CSC Talk Radio. Don't wait. Call today, 1-800-311-2021, and ask about their current wireless promotions, including a free month of service and free phone offers. That's 1-800-311-2021.
We have returned. You're listening to CSC Talk Radio. This is Beth Ann. I've been visiting today with Charles Kapowitz. We've talked about just a little bit of everything. We've really gone all over the board here, but mainly he is with the Citizens Initiative and the Countermand Amendment trying to find, well, we do have hope. You and I always know we have hope. Even in slavery, there is hope because we have a good God. And to hold, you know, to talk about him holding back long enough that we can turn things around and go back to being a nation that was evangelical, go back to being a nation that cared about what was right and what was wrong. And what we watched in horror over the weekend, Christianity has taken a big hit, you know, because they claim we're intolerant and unkind and unloving. But the truth is, while homosexuality may be something in our Christian belief we consider to be a sin, we don't follow. There's many things we consider that. We do not hate the people. We love them. And I was in horror over the weekend, Charles, as you could hear the gunshots. I said, can you imagine standing there listening and knowing what that man was doing to those people? And I just could not hardly stand it, because you do love them. They're people. They're God's people. And, we've got to do better in this nation to protect one another and to love one another. We've just got to do better. And I don't think doing better is removing our Constitution or our Bill of Rights. I think that's taking it the wrong direction. And so I do commend you, and I know that you work awful hard for very little. You are doing it for the love of this nation and the people, and I thank you.
Well, thank you, Beth. I appreciate that that compliment. Just let the audience know some of the ways that the Countermand Amendment can actually help us. For an example, it can, if there is an unconstitutional law of any kind in the First, Second Amendment, or Fourth Amendment, or any other amendment, then 30 states agreeing that that is unacceptable and an encroachment on states' rights or personal liberties will rescind it. That's never been done before. Or if you go down to unenumerated rights, the biggest problem that the states have had with nullification, the idea of nullification, is they've never been able to identify their unenumerated rights in the 10th Amendment, for that matter, in the 9th. But you see, every time a countermand is successfully completed with 30 or more states and it's rescinded, that means that is now an unenumerated right that's been enumerated in the 10th Amendment for the states that can't be violated anymore. Now the states have a way in which to identify their unenumerated rights in the 10th Amendment, which has been a big cry of many 10th Amendment advocates. One of the issues that I really have great trouble with is the unfunded liabilities. Right now, if we calculate, and we try to calculate accurately the dollar amount of unfunded liabilities, it's somewhere between $100 and $150 trillion. Now, that means that every man, woman, and child in America owes about $500,000 right now, including my little one-month-old grandchild.
Yes.
My one-year-old grandchild. And that's unconscionable. We are selling ourselves into debt, and we can't get out of it because we have no authority through the states to countermand that kind of spending spree. And, of course, the Democrats, they just always offer the mindless and the clueless anything that will get them a vote. And it's always with money that either they don't have or they tax us to pay for. And if it's money they don't have, then they borrow. And now we have, what, almost a $20 trillion debt? Unfunded liabilities of maybe $125 trillion. That's absolutely unconscionable.
You know,
the countermand can correct that. We can stop that with the countermand. That's why those in the audience need to understand the importance of this work. This is not a pipe dream. This is authority that the founders left us to the state legislators in 1787. We can do this. We have the same sovereignty, but for proposing amendments, we can amend the Constitution. You need to get behind this, folks. Go to countermands.us and let us know how you can help us.
You
this
know,
is too important to be sitting down and just wondering what to do.
I think we need to recognize, you know, we want to talk about this as lack of common sense. You know, that they're just out of control. And while I do believe that is true, I think first and foremost we have to recognize this as an agenda. It's an agenda for those who want to take us down from a constitutional republic to a socialist nation. And when we talk about the poverty, it says in this article, it says to increase the poverty level as high as possible, poor people are easier to control. And they'll not fight back, but they'll keep voting for you. I'm going to take that a step further. They're going to keep voting for you because you're going to make promises to them. And then on the debt, Charles, this says increase the debt to an unsustainable level. That way you are able to increase taxes, and this will produce more poverty. So it's an agenda to control the American people and to bring us down. And you mentioned a new world order. This has to be followed. We have to be broken as the United States of America to become a third world country to make that new world order work.
And we happen to be, Beth, the only nation on the planet that can push back these forces of unrighteousness everywhere. And that's why we won the Second World War. That's why the Cold War was a victory for us. And it wasn't until the Marxists came into America in great numbers in the 60s through the New Age movement and other strategies that they actually defeated us in Vietnam. We didn't lose that. And yet, what was our purpose? Our purpose was to stop communism from preventing the people from having a knowledge of God and having a government that they have some freedom in. That was our purpose. We've never dominated anybody. Every time we conquered a nation, it was because they were evil and we backed off and then helped them rebuild. I mean, to think that we're an evil nation is nuts. If we lose this Constitution, we'll not get it back because the left won't allow us to get it back. And two, other nations that are watching us and have modeled their governments after us will fail also.
You know, I've had people call me, Charles, from Canada. I've had people call me from other nations that have said, what are you people doing? We rely on the United States of America.
Yeah. That's why I fight so hard for this Countermand Amendment. You hit the nail right on the head. If we lose this nation, we'll not get it back. And our kids will not have a constitution to protect their inalienable rights and the liberties that peoples in the world are hungering for.
Well, we're just about out of time. This is the fastest hour of the day, even when we don't take calls. And I'm sure that we had listeners that were really that needed to talk. Give me your website one more time so that they can go and visit.
Yes, the website, countermands, with an S, countermands.us. And you can go there. You can let us know how you can help us. If you want to make a donation, there's a donation button. You want to order a copy of my book, Countermand Amendment, The Missing Piece in the Article 5 Puzzle, you can do so by clicking the appropriate link. And there's a great deal of library stuff on that site that will help you to understand the value of what we're doing and the strategy behind it.
Absolutely. Charles, thank you so much. We'll have you on again real soon. We just need to keep hammering at this. We need to get all 50 states on board. That's my goal. I know we don't need all 50, but that's what I want. I want us all standing together, every single one of us, because I truly believe that's the way we will bring America home.
Dr. Michael Kaufman isn't holding back, but speaking the truth. Truth is tough, and we have a lot to learn here. Radical Islam is not knocking on our door, but is in the house, and a very real threat to America. What is Islam, and what is the true belief of those? Are they all radicals? Is there a soft side to Islam? Dr. Kaufman's book is a quick study and will reveal much to you, helping all of us understand the threat of Islam to our United States of America and our American way of life. We are / were a Christian nation. Why are our leaders denying this? Is there a plan to take America for the global Islamic state? Yes. Order now. $13.99 includes shipping and handling. P.O. Box 73, California Mo 65018. Or order online at csctalkradio.com. Oh, one more thing. This book is made in the USA. Order your copy today of Radical Islam in the House. Only $13.99.
CSC Talk Radio is making available two pocket-sized booklets which will arm you with the truth. President Lincoln said, study the Constitution, let it be preached from the pulpit, proclaim the legislatures and enforced in courts of justice. The Citizens Rulebook is a pocket-sized booklet containing the Bill of Rights, our Constitution, and much more, explaining our rules. A must-read and a convenient to carry. Keep one in your pocket, one in your car, and one in your purse. The second punch of power is Sheriff Richard Mack's Victory for State Sovereignty. Understanding that our states' rights supersede federal laws and mandates is vital and valuable information. The Supreme Court victory of Mack Prince versus USA is a victory for all states. $5 will put power in your pocket. Order now. Send $5 to CSC Talk Radio. Let me know you want a pocket full of power. Post Office Box 73, California, Missouri, 65018, or order online at csctalkradio.com. $5 is a small amount to pay for a pocket full of power.
It was once said, the pen is mightier than the sword. We're living in a time now that is demanding the Republic to speak up. Grievances need to be put before our elected officials. They need to hear from you. Mainstream media isn't telling the constitutional truth about issues in this nation. There's an agenda afoot that's being used against we the people. Commit now to send at least one of your representatives the pen. There will be no excuse for their lack of knowledge. Pick your state or national representatives and senators, or even your governor. It's time to bring common sense back into our governing. Let the Republic be heard. The Pen is a bi-monthly publication for only $24.95. Order yours and order theirs. $24.95 per subscription. CSC Talk Radio, P.O. Box 73, California, Missouri, 65018. Order four and get the fifth one free. For credit card, visit csctalkradio.com. CSC Talk Radio listeners are reaching out to bring America home.